It is downright hot outside today. You might even be cracking open your apartment windows. Well, New York City officials are again reminding everybody to check on their window guards to prevent children from falling out of windows. Joining us now to talk more about it is the city's Director of Enforcement for the Healthy Homes Program, Ima Andres. Ima, can you tell us more about the law in New York City about window guards?
Sure, Sean. So as you mentioned, the weather's getting warmer, and we just want to remind all New Yorkers, now's the time to think about whether you have window guards in your windows. The New York City law requires that buildings that have three or more units, where there is an apartment that has a child 10 years old or younger, must have window guards installed.
Why is this public awareness campaign important?
It's really important because this is one of the preventative measures that New York City uses to protect children. We used to have a very large problem. We would have falls in the hundreds. Any fall is one fall too many. So we really want to remind New Yorkers as it gets warmer, as they open up their windows, you want to make sure your children are safe and that you have window guards installed properly.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, before New York City had a window guard policy, you'd see a lot of kids falling out windows. Why did that happen so often?
Well, there was nothing in place. New York City's very proud of being the first jurisdiction in the country to have a window guard rule that was put in place in 1976. And since then, we've seen the falls drop from hundreds, as I mentioned, to really tens now. But it still does happen. It frequently happens in this season when it's spring or summer. And we want to remind people that even if they are, for example, putting in an air conditioner, leaving that window unguarded for any amount of time is a time when maybe something can happen. If you step out of the room, unfortunately, for a second, something can happen if you don't have a window guard installed.
What if you do have an air conditioner in a window? It's not like you can put a guard on that, can you?
Well, no, but what you can do is make sure that the air conditioner is securely installed in the window, and those accordion side panels that frequently come with the air conditioner when they're sold, actually, instead of putting those in, there should be a rigid panel at either side of the air conditioner. And it's also very important to make sure that there's no space, even from the top of the window, that can open more than 4.5 inches.
So, Ima, this might sound like a silly question, but what exactly counts as a window guard? Like, if you're out here getting one of these things, how do you know that it's legit?
Every window guard in New York City is supposed to actually have an approved code on it. At the side of the window guard, you'll see something called HDWG. That's the approved number that should be etched within the window guard. And that lets you know that the window guard you're buying has been approved by New York City. In addition, you should make sure that every year the window guard is still sturdy. Carefully check it to make sure that it's in place properly. And window guards should be installed with one-way screws. And window guards are usually what we talk about when we're talking about the regular double hung window, which is that kind of window that opens up from the bottom and you can pull it up. But now with newer buildings, we have different types of windows in New York City, and we use limiting devices for those. And those limiting devices also will have a number on it so that you know they were approved. In that case, it would be an HDLD number. And this will be for like a hopper window.
Does it affect any communities in particular, say like folks who live in housing authority buildings? Is that kind of information even kept?
We do keep track, but it really is an issue throughout the five boroughs. It doesn't happen more, let's say, in public housing than it does in private housing. Once you have windows and you have children 10 or under, this is something that can happen to you. Regardless of the type of housing you live in, a window guards can save your kid's life.
What are the consequences for landlords who refuse to install window guards? And how fast should they be doing that if someone does request a guard?
So when a tenant asks a landlord for window guards, they should really be installed right away, you know, within the next 24 to 48 hours. If an owner doesn't install, tenants are able to call 311 and the city will follow up. Eventually, if an owner doesn't install, HPD, the city's Department of Housing Preservation and Development, will actually send in people to install window guards.
That's the city's director of enforcement for the Healthy Homes Program, Ima Andres. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us, Sean.
For more information on window guards, you can go to nyc.gov/health.